Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and I may I assist you?
I have a charge on my credit card that I would like to have removed.
Alrighty. And may I start out by getting your zip code, please?
75040.
Alrighty, give me 1 second. And that's 75040. I do thank you for that. And your first and last name, please?
Winona Foster.
Alrighty, give me 1 second. Okay. Ms. Foster?
Yes.
I'm not located an account associated with you. You did say it was 75040, and that is the correct zero.
Yeah.
No, ma'am.
75040.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not pulling you up in my system at all under that zip code.
Okay, but there's a charge of $59.89 from this number on my card.
Okay. Is that the only name that the card can be associated with?
It may be under Faye Foster. It may be under Faye Foster.
Okay, let me see. No, ma'am, it's not under that either. I'm not pulling anything under that name for you either.
Okay. On my card, it says Essential Trend and Heal, and then I have a telephone number for it.
Let me expand my search one more time to hundreds, okay, before I say no.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Foster, you are all the way down in the 200 mark. and it is under Faye Foster.
Okay.
It was so far down. For security purposes, Ms. Foster, do you please mind verifying your address for me?
1113 Tinsley Drive.
All righty. I was able to locate that account for you. Ms. Foster, you have been canceled out of this. You were entered into a sweepstakes, and by entering that sweepstakes, it enrolled you into a monthly subscription to the Bites Hub, which was actually one of our meal planning apps. But you have recently been canceled out of this.
Okay, well, that's
yes,
fine,
ma'am.
But the charge was still on my account. That's what I was wondering about, because I knew I had called on it before.
Yeah, they canceled you May the 7th.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
All right.
Is there anything else?
No, that's all. Thank you.
All righty. You're more than welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.